my parents knew each other for approximately 3 hours, and they were engaged. Now, by any standard, by any stretch of means in this country, 3 hours is an incredibly short amount of time.
Yes.
My father actually went over to my mother's house, and what I call the initial interview, and they call it the first meeting, but I saw it more as an interview. And they met with the parents, and the parents discussed before even my father or my mother at the time even knew who each other were, before they were introduced, the parents actually discussed whether or not this would be a suitable match, and then they had 1 hour to themselves in a room by themselves to get to know each other. And when they came out, they had to decide right there and then, is this the person you want to spend the rest of your life with? Mm-hmm. And they decided to, thank God. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. But 2 weeks later, my mother was in America, 13,000 miles away from home, in a new country, newly married.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite, it's a quite amazing story, considering that they're almost married almost 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And they met for 3 hours
mm-hmm.
before they were married.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 100% attributed to the cultural differences and views on marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's depressing to see that today, in 1997, over 50% of marriages in America fail. And I think that's purely cultural.
Yeah.
It's because you go in with the mentality, if this doesn't work out, I'll get a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be over in a matter of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go in thinking with that mindset, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the number one cause for that. And in more so in olden day India, and I'm sure it's still very much culturally in India, divorce is a major taboo. It's just seen upon as not an option. That was never an option for my mother, and of course everyone has their fights, but they never thought of it as an option. And that's something I'm blessed with, that's part of the Indian culture that I've retained in my own sets of values, that I don't see divorce as an option.